The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence in this second service. We are grateful to God for the abundance of His word to us in the first service. We are also grateful to God for the testimonies in the first service and in the second service. To Him alone be all the glory. To Him alone be all the glory. To Him alone be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Gateway to exploits. Part 2. Gateway to exploits. Part 2. In the first service, we established that God's desire is for us to do exploits. Exploits means doing the extraordinary. Doing the extraordinary. Exploits means doing the seemingly impossible. What looks impossible. Doing it. That's exploits. And one of the major gateways to exploits is to be involved in thanksgiving. In the first service, I showed us 4 major important things about thanksgiving. For the non-availability of time, I will not be able to go through that. But I will advise that you get the message for the first service. It will bless you a lot. And it will change your life because we have something yet even here by His power. 4 major things that comes through thanksgiving. But I'll move on quickly to number 5, which will be number 1 for you if you are here for the second service. But number 5 if you were in the first service. Important facts about thanksgiving. Number 5 is that thanksgiving, this is the right way to make requests on earth. In the first service, I said number 4 is that thanksgiving is the way to make requests in heaven. And I quoted Revelation 5 verse 8, where angels and the elders have to appear before God with requests and order before God. They have to come before God with thanksgiving before they can prepare, before they can present the request of the saints, the prayer of the saints. That is in heaven. But here on earth, thanksgiving is the way to also present your request before God. It's also, praising God is one way that you must learn here on earth before you can present something before God. In Philippians 4 verse 6, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make all your requests known to God. Be careful for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, that thanksgiving must be there, or the request will not get there. Everyone that wants quick answers here on earth must learn to be quick to say thank you to God. That wonderful woman of God said this morning that as she came here last week Sunday, and it was said, thank God. She thanked God, and what was making her shed tears disappeared. There is somebody here today. Everything that is making you shed tears, as you thank God today, it will turn to thanksgiving points. Your prayer points shall turn to thanksgiving points. What is making you to consider suicide will become a major testimony point. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. That is the right way here on earth. That is the right way in heaven to make requests. Don't just bombard heaven. God, I'm here. If you refuse to answer me this August, I'm telling you sincerely, I will stop coming to church. I'm tired. I've been serving you since January. Even during COVID-19, I did not stop to thank you. Yet you were not part of COVID-19. COVID their life. There are some people that they saw the beginning of COVID-19. They did not even see the middle of COVID-19. If you have a request, praising God is one way to bring about a testimony. Number 6, which will be number 2 if you are just here in the first service, important facts about thanksgiving is that That praise and thanksgiving is what makes your giving to be acceptable. Many of us have learned about giving last month. Learned about how to give our offering, give tithe, give sacrifice, give to parents, and many other kinds of giving. But your giving cannot be acceptable if it is not with praisefulness and cheerfulness. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7. Everyone has a purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly. Somebody say, not grudgingly. Or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a praiseful giver. The person that is giving and is giving with thanks. The person that is bringing is not just walking to the offering basket. He's going there with thanksgiving. Father, thank you. That I can even have something to give. I thank you. God is looking for cheerful givers. He's looking for those who can give to him, but the giving must be with praise. It must be with thanksgiving. Beloved, I know you are said to give your thanksgiving this morning and give your thanksgiving offering, but you must know that it must be cheerfully done. It must be cheerfully done. It must be done with gladness. It's not a necessity. It's not, it must not be done out of compulsion. If we don't give now, I don't even know. Maybe they will even call me that. That's not how to give. If I don't give now, somebody sees me. Let me just give something small, no matter how small. That's not how to give. It must be done with cheerfulness. It must be done well. It must be done to the glory of God. And it must be done with massive praise going along with it. As you give to God your thanksgiving this morning, either in the session of dedication of babies, in the session of wedding dedication, or in the general thanksgiving period, may your thanksgiving be filled with praise, joy, and gladness in Jesus' name. Until your thanksgiving has excitement, until your offering has excitement, it's not acceptable. It must be done with